and Bellin Health are proud to present this edition of the My Community, My Bellin podcast, where we talk to the Bellin president and CEO, Chris Walesky, talking about all things health in our community. And this month, we're going to talk about physical activity because summer, well, it's coming next week already, and the opportunities to get active are endless. The physical activity is a key element of our overall health, and really finding enjoyable ways to get moving is a great way to ensure it becomes a part of your lifestyle. And Chris, you're here to share some of your thoughts on the importance of living an active life and sharing some great ways to do that. So first of all, let's start from the very beginning. Let's talk about the importance of physical activity and why it's so critical.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. And this is a great topic, especially as you said, with the start of summer and the Bellin Run for us always feels like the official start of summer. And I know that's true for a lot of other people too. So physical activity, you know, a lot of people think about it as, well, I have to be physically active to lose weight. And it becomes part of a diet program. But in reality, you know, physical activity has so many other benefits for us, in addition to helping us to maintain a healthy weight. And that includes things like keeping our blood pressure in control, helping us to manage cholesterol, and also creating the opportunity for us to better manage other chronic conditions, perhaps even sometimes without the need for medications. And it keeps our bones strong, which especially for women, as we get older, we know that that's an important issue for us. And it's good for our brains. It helps us to have better cognitive functioning as we grow older by being physically active.
And there's also kind of a mental component that came out of this as well. As we've dealt with COVID and things like that, we couldn't necessarily go to all the places that we wanted to, but we could always go outside. We could always get a workout and go for a run, go for a walk. And how has that mental component played such a big role in physical activity?
Actually, that's my favorite part of physical activity personally. And it's the release of the endorphins and the serotonins that really help boost your mood and give you more energy and make you, I think, more resilient and able to face the challenges, especially as you mentioned during the pandemic, that became really important for us. So when people exercise, they often will talk about that they feel so much better, that the pain goes away, that you know, they just have more energy to face what's on their get-to-do list that I like to call it each and every day. And that's so true. That mental health benefit of physical activity is very apparent once you get into it and you start making it a regular part of your routine.
Now, let's talk about the importance of physical activity in your life. How has it made a difference in your life? And what do to stay active?
Well, as you can imagine, being the CEO of a health system can be challenging. And during the pandemic, that was more so than ever. And so for me, staying physically active, I think gives me that edge and that ability to show up every day and do my best in my role at Bellin Health and in the other roles that I play in my life. That's one of the reasons why it's important. But also for all the reasons that I said earlier, you know, maintaining that healthy weight to be able to do the things that I enjoy, keeping my mental health and my stress in a good place is certainly helped through that physical activity. For me, I like variety. So I do run, just finished my Bellin this past weekend. It comes with the job that you must complete the Bellin. So I did that and I do enjoy running. I don't enjoy running that distance. However, I'm more of a 3-4 mile person for myself. I love yoga. And I think that that's a great restorative way to place that sort of in between some of your longer runs. I also work out with a trainer once a week because I need someone to push me to do burpees, for example, and push a sled and swing a sledgehammer and all that fun stuff that you do in boot camp that I otherwise probably wouldn't do on my own. And then I also have a Peloton, and I'll be honest, mine is a bike, and I love the app because the app travels with me and it has a lot of functions on it that you can use for running, for yoga, for meditation. And I use the app a lot when I'm traveling because it's just so easy to, you know, roll out a towel if you're in a hotel room and put the app in front of you and do some floor exercises or some yoga or something like that. So that's kind of my routine.
I love that you mentioned that it's not just one activity or two activities. It's part of a whole ecosystem of staying physically active and physically fit. And Bell and Health has actually launched something called lifestyle medicine and physical activity being a key part of that. What can you tell us a little bit about that lifestyle medicine program?
I mentioned earlier that a lot of times people think about things as, you know, time limited, that, you know, I'm going to go on a diet, or I'm going to diet until I lose 5 pounds or 20 pounds or whatever the goal is. But it's really about living a healthy life and improving your quality of life. And that's really what we think about when we talk about internally lifestyle medicine. Yes, there's that physical activity component that's really important. But we also want to look at the total health of the individual and help them to find the right components for healthy lifestyle for them that will prevent and treat and sometimes even reverse some diseases and replace those unhealthy behaviors with more positive, healthier behaviors. They always say the best way to break a bad habit is to replace it with a good habit. So that's what we're trying to do here. So we have physical activity that we address. We address nutrition. We work on sleep because sleep is really an important part of physical and mental health and well-being, relationships and how we are getting along in our families and in our work relationships. And then stress, obviously, we want to help and give some tools for how we better manage stress. And then finally, look at substance use and make sure that we don't have any substance use disorders and that we're also addressing those as part of the lifestyle medicine. So, you know, the first line of treatment for any chronic condition should be looking at our lifestyle, not going to a medication, but wherever possible, let's do the things that naturally benefit our body and help us to treat those chronic conditions. They get to the root cause of the disease. We have better outcomes. And an extra bonus is it's lower cost generally than most medications.
And how big of a shift is that for a medical organization like Bellin to, you know, before traditionally people would come in and be like, hey, my knee hurts. I got this weird growth on my elbow. And that's when you would talk to your doctor and that's what you would talk to your doctor about. This lifestyle medicine program sounds like it's a little bit more encompassing and maybe goes into more of a root cause of maybe some of those issues and eliminates it from that end. So hopefully those things don't creep up in the future.
Yeah, you know, it's actually not as much of a stretch as you might think. I think, you know, there are some healthcare organizations that look at their work as very transactional. You know, you need A, B, or C, you know, come here, we do it, we send you a bill and away you go. But at Bellin, we've been working for decades on more of a program that we call population health. So we have a promise. We say, I will know you, I will show you respect, I will go with you on your journey, and I am here to help. And so when we think about that, that I will know you means that tell me about you, tell me about your lifestyle, tell me about what issues or concerns that you have. And then showing you respect is that I actually take that information and design that lifestyle medicine program around what you personally need. So very individualized. And then I will go with you on your journey. Doesn't mean that we hand you a piece of paper and say, now go home and do this. But there's health coaches and there's interactions all the way along the line that help you and that tweak your program so that you can stay on it and stay committed to it. And then just that idea that, you know, we're here to help. We have experts in all kinds of specialties that are here to help round out that care team and be able to meet your needs, whatever they are, as you go through life and the various stages of life.
And as things have started to open up, and once again, we're joined by Bellin Health President and CEO, Chris Molesky. And as things open up, you know, people can get into the gym more. You're seeing some of the century rides and marathons and things like that kind of come back a little bit. But you can't just go into and say, I'm going to run a marathon. You got to start somewhere. If people want to start getting active, but they don't know how, where do they start?
You know, I always say start with something you enjoy. It's so much easier. If you enjoy going on a leisurely walk, go on a leisurely walk. Those steps and that physical activity matter. If you enjoy a jog, start out slow. Don't overstress your body. Don't risk injury because, you know, that'll bench you for longer than you want to be benched. So listen to your body and do what feels right. it doesn't mean that when you start that you aren't going to have some muscle aches and, you know, like a little bit of that soreness after a workout, but just be careful. And I would say start slow. I think also, I think it's important if you're not physically active that you check in with your physician before getting started on any health lifestyle change situation or any kind of physical activity. You want to check in with them, make sure that they're giving you the go ahead to do something new or different than what you've been previously doing. But I think, you know, walking is such an accessible fitness activity that anyone can do. You can do it anywhere. You can walk in circles in your living room on a cold winter day if you have to get your steps in, and it counts. So get out there and walk, find things that you enjoy. If you enjoy biking, wear a helmet, bike safely, find the bike lanes and the trails. There's lots of opportunities for that. And again, just if you're starting out new, start out small and build up your endurance and your strength and make sure that you stay safe while you're doing it. There's actually quite a few opportunities also that come up because I think setting a goal is also important. So your goal might be to, you know, you want to walk a mile. They have these training sessions, couch to 5K. So I know some people that have done that, and there's planning sessions that tell you this is how far you need to walk by this date and this number of weeks. And then you get to a 5K, and there's opportunities right in Door County with the triathlon coming up in July, on July 17th and 18th. And then Shanty Days are always fun. There's a Shanty Days 5K in August in Algoma that will take place August 14th. The Door County Century bike ride with distances that 30 miles to 100 miles, that's in September. And then there's the Door County Half Marathon and the Nicolet Bay 5K on October 30th. So pick a goal among one of those. And you don't have to win the race. You don't have to run the half marathon or the 5K. You can walk. And from a fitness standpoint, you're getting a lot of benefit from doing walking, sometimes even more so than running for many people. So it's just get out there and start and do something.
As you know, because of how busy you are, there's people that are, maybe they sit down a lot for their jobs or just the hectic nature of their life. It gets hard to really start an exercise program properly. What kind of tips do you have for them to do so safely?
Yeah, I go back to, again, first, you know, start out by talking to your healthcare provider about, you know, any concerns or uncertainties about whatever exercise you're thinking about doing, and start out with something that's simple, you know, not too complicated and hard on your body. Again, walking is a great one. And keep in mind that if you are starting out, you know, let's say maybe during COVID, you put on some extra weight and you've been fairly sedentary and you want to get out there and start on a healthier path, take small bites, you know, start out slowly, start out with a small goal and build up from there so that that builds up your muscle strength and doesn't cause you too much pain. And then, you know, I would say, look at opportunities to get outside, because while we can here in this climate, we ought to get out there and enjoy it with some sunscreen and the hydration that we need to keep our bodies hydrated and fueled for whatever exercise it is that we're doing.
And speaking of exercise, having goals, a lot of people reaching them right now with the virtual Bell and Run running through June 21st. 880 people have already submitted their times. It just kicked off on Saturday. You have to be really happy with the community support that this event just keeps on getting year after year, whether we can join in front of the hospital in Green Bay or obviously doing that run wherever they may be and logging onto the app and doing that way.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it had to be virtual, and for a second year in a row, we actually had more people sign up this year for the virtual than we did last year. So it's gained a bit in popularity. People can do it from wherever they are. And I challenged a few friends. So I started this last year where I challenged friends from all over the world that I've met to get out there and do the virtual Bellin. And I had people in London, for example, running the Bellin and sending in their times and their photographs to me, which was really fun. I have a friend in Hawaii. He did it for the second year, you know, in a row as the virtual Bellin. I did mine on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Sunday, rather. I was going to do it on Saturday, but ended up having some other things. And then I thought, oh, I better get up early on Sunday. It's going to be a hotter day. So for me, the way that I did it is I went to the trail on the Fox River and I parked my car at the boat ramp and I ran one direction and back for half of it and the other direction and half so that when I got to my car in the middle and at that halfway point, I could hydrate because it was a hot day and I tried to choose a part of the trail that was more in the shade. So, you know, that's one way to do it. You can actually run the actual Bell and Run route. It's available. You can definitely do it and be safe because it is some of it is on the street. So you have to be careful of that. But I know that there was a group that did that on Saturday, the official kickoff day. And as you said, you have until June 21st to get your run in and get your time and win that great 45th anniversary Bell and Run medal.
Well, I have mine hanging proudly in my house as we ran pretty much identical route. I went to the Fox River Trail as well, and it was really great to see all those awesome neon green shirts. And we even had some people wear last year's virtual race shirt and past years as well. So once again, Chris, thank you so much for joining us for our first edition, our first of three episodes of My Community, My Bellin podcast, brought to you by New Radio and Bell and Health. Thank you again, Chris.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.